5:30 in the morning. It is 5:30 in the morning, and I am standing at the kitchen window with a cup of tea. I have been awake for about 20 minutes. My eyes are still slightly tired, and my hands are warm around the cup, and there is, on the small windowsill, a fly that has not yet decided to do anything about being awake. The sky is dark blue, but not very dark. The kind of dark blue that is already thinking about being something else. The way a thought is sometimes already thinking about being a different thought before you have finished thinking the first one. The street is empty. There is a single light on in a window across the road. I do not know who is awake there. We have not, in 12 years of living on this street, met. I have been awake at this hour, perhaps 300 or 400 times. The other person, whoever they are, has perhaps been awake more often. We are, on certain mornings, the only two people on the street, and we have never said hello. A bird begins to sing in the small tree near my window, slowly at first, like someone testing a song they half remember. After a few minutes, another bird answers from somewhere I cannot see. I have learned, in the years I have been doing this, that there is a particular order to the morning birds. First one, then a second, then a third joining in from a different tree. It is not really a chorus. It is more like several people in different rooms of a house, each making a small noise of being awake. The sky changes very slowly, in a way that you only notice if you keep looking. It moves from blue to a kind of grey pink, and then from grey pink to a clear pale yellow. It does not happen all at once. It happens like something growing, a bit, and then a bit more, and then, while you are not looking exactly, a great deal. The first car passes on the road below, with the slow, careful pace of someone going to work too early to be in a hurry. 2 minutes later, another car passes more quickly. A bus comes round the corner. I can hear, from somewhere a few streets away, the sound of a metal door being pulled up. A small shop opening, perhaps a bakery. A man walks past with a dog. He does not look up. The dog stops at a particular tree and considers it for some time, the way dogs do. It is morning now, in the way that morning is something more than the sun being up. Morning is also the small sounds of people starting their days, the buses, the bakeries, the people walking dogs who do not look up at kitchen windows. I drink my tea. The cup is no longer hot. I have been at the window longer than I plan to be. I do this most mornings, although not always. Sometimes I am too tired and I do not look. Sometimes I am ill, or away, or simply not interested. On those mornings, the sun comes up anyway, in much the same way as it does on the mornings I am watching. I have come to think this is, on the whole, a comforting idea. That the morning happens whether or not I am looking at it, that the bird sings whether or not I am there to hear it, that the small shop opens and the bus comes, and the man walks his dog regardless of what I am or am not paying attention to. The world does not depend on me to notice it, but the mornings when I am looking are different, not better exactly, just different. On those mornings I have, for about half an hour, a particular relationship with this small piece of street, this sky, these birds. On the other mornings, I have a relationship with my own sleep, which is also worth having. I am not sure either is more important than the other. I finish the tea. The kitchen is full of yellow light now. The fly has flown off, presumably to be a fly somewhere else. I go to start the day. The street, by the time I leave the window, has begun to belong properly to people who are about to be in a hurry, I will be one of them in about half an hour. But for now, for these last few minutes, the street and I have a small understanding, and I'm still here, and so is it, and this is, on the whole, enough.